Welcome to episode 22 of The Jersey Boys.
Ho, ho, ho. What's up, everybody? Santa Claus. Actually, it's Ronnie A. with Joey DeRash Silva.
Quesadich.
What's up, kid? What's going on? How you doing?
Bright and early.
Yes, sir. Early morning. Here we are at the Pompton Queen on Route 23 in good old Pompton Plains, baby.
New
Daddy
Jersey.
Stomping ground.
Capital. Jersey, diner capital
diner
of the
capital.
World, right?
You know it. And I gotta tell you something. This
and the
place,
capital of the world, period. Jersey.
This place is fantastic. I've been coming here since I'm a teenager. And bro, anytime, day, night, it's happening. Like, so they'll start rolling in here any minute. We're the early birds today.
Yeah, well, I've been coming here, I guess, since 1990,
mm-hmm.
91, that time frame. I grew up going to, you know, in Clifton, we have tons
TikTok.
Of diners. TikTok Diner, world famous TikTok Diner. But Pompton Queen, I tell you, right here on 23, this is like our go-to diner.
Yeah, this place is fantastic, man. These guys
open
do it right.
Open 24 hours. That's a true diner. You're not a true diner unless you're open
this is
24
true.
Hours.
This is true. Yep.
Yep.
It's only trouble here, though, at like 3 or 4 a.m. with all the kids. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what it was when we were growing up.
Yeah, you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing good happens after midnight,
that's
kids.
Right, I say to my kids all the time.
Right? The beans over there, Alex, he's chiming in.
He's still sleeping.
Yeah.
The bean.
But
yeah,
that's the great thing about it. You know, you could, let's say like you want to have a meeting with somebody. I mean, serious conversation. You know, you want to get away. You don't want to be in the house. Hey, let's go have a cup of coffee. Let's go have something to eat. 24 hours a day, you can find a place to go in Jersey because we have all these diners. It's true.
Just another notch in our belt,
that's
bro.
That's it. That's it.
Makes us who we are.
Just like Lynchburg?
No, you're not going to find any 24-hour diners in Lynchburg. They have Doc's Diner on campus at Liberty. But it's
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, it's not
that's the same form of a diner.
It's not the same thing.
So I want to open up this this podcast with a very special shout out.
Sure.
This one goes out to the entire crew at Ronnie's Deli, but I specifically got to call out Derek Johnson. So Derek was one of my first early time employees. His father drove him there, made him start working because he found out Ronnie's Deli was open, a Pequannock guy, blah, blah, blah. So Derek's a young kid. He came, he worked, and he worked all the time. The kid just put his head down and worked. Wasn't afraid of getting dirty, doing anything. And he coined the phrase Sunday Funday. So when he worked on Sundays at the store.
He did that?
That was his phrase, Sunday Funday. So he come in on a Sunday. Oh, yeah, bro, the kid was fantastic. And it would enable me to get out, go to church, right? Like, I trusted him, right? So I come in, and he would, as long as he got all his work done, he knew it was cool. He would chill. We had the TV on, get the game on, make himself a little Taylor ham, egg, and cheese, nice cup of coffee. Kid was living life. So I seen him the other day. We had a memorial for his kid, Matt Tellish, who passed away recently. And beautiful memorial, and I walked in, and all the kids that used to work for me at the store, that was their crew.
Yeah.
So Derek's there. I haven't seen Derek in years. So this kid goes from, you know, Sunday fun day in the deli to he's a Columbia grad.
Wow.
Derek, forgive me if I get this wrong, bro. I know you're going to help me out on this, but I think he's with Morgan Stanley. Runs his entire division. Is living in Red Bank. Got three kids, three boys. I think if I remember right, 9, 7, and 5. Kid's got a house in Naples, Florida. Kid's got a house in Cape Cod. Kid's part owner of a restaurant, a specialty sushi restaurant in Manhattan. I mean, this is the kid
he's
that made
it.
You know what I'm saying? And I was so proud to see that kid. So
all because of Ronnie.
And hey, yeah.
Got my
Sunday
start
Funday.
At Ronnie's.
But here's the key, Joe.
Yeah.
You know what he said? What
did he say?
When are you guys coming back? He goes, I listen to every episode of the Jersey Boys.
See that?
All right, bro. So this is why he earned this shout out. DBJ, I love you, kid.
Oh, that's a great story. Well, hey, listen, thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
Rest
of the crew was there,
too, man. We're here.
We are here. So I want to get some of these kids. We'll talk to Derek. Maybe we do a podcast at his restaurant in the city.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You got to be invited. There's only two sittings per evening. It's a one-table restaurant. It's a half-round, 12-seat restaurant. There's 18 courses of sushi. Guy comes out, explains it to you, blah, 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 invite only. Derek had dinner the other night with Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham.
Wow.
This kid. Yep.
He's said, made man. It.
This
He's
is it. So I so
got to start at Ronnie's Deli.
You got to start.
Think
at
about
Ronnie's
that,
Deli.
Right?
They all did, man. Come on now. Yeah, yeah. So the rest of the crew. So for a shout out for the rest of the crew that was there that night, Matty Lascari, you're my boy. Great job. Matty Tellish was there, although he wasn't an employee at Ronnie's Deli. He probably just hung out in there and ate. And Mikey Reynolds, used to call him Reverse because he worked so slow that if he worked any slower, he'd be in reverse. He sped up to be one of the best. I love you, Reynolds. And Quack was there. Quack worked for a little while. You know Quack.
Oh, yeah.
Quack in the house.
Yeah.
And then Jess bombs the Jimo.
Yeah.
So, guys, I love you. It was great seeing you.
Yeah, no, Ronnie's Deli was great. We had one of the kids' parties catered there one time.
Mm.
Yeah, back in the
yes,
day.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I think,
yes,
you actually, did. I think, wasn't Bill? Didn't Bill work for you for a little while?
Billy Boz.
Yeah.
Kidding me? That's how we met.
I think he delivered the food, if I remember.
He probably delivered the food. Delivery kid, 17 years old, in his Cadillac Escalade.
Because I remember he looks like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
I'm
straight
like,
up.
Isn't it like Justin Timberlake delivering the food?
Dude, you were spot on with that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
See? Beginnings.
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 You know, it's always good to look back and see where, you know, you came from.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's Jersey too, right? You know, so many blue collar, hardworking people, and that's why the thing about diners is, you know, you have every type of person, you know, as far as their background, ethnicity, that comes to diners. You know, you could be the guy who's the blue collar guy, you can be the white collar guy. You know, diners are just a great meeting place. And, you know, we're fortunate to have so many. So per capita, you know, we have by far the most diners in the world. And that's why it's the capital, you know, of the world when it comes to diners. The diner capital of the world, New Jersey. And the thing about diners, when people from other parts of the country come to a diner, they're just blown away by the menu selection.
Yeah, that's the difference.
When you look at a menu selection, right, it's like pages.
I can't even pick up this menu right here, bro.
It's like an encyclopedia.
Bean, how many we got in there? How many pages we got in there?
We're like six pages at least.
Yeah, double-sided.
And they trimmed it down. They trimmed it down. It used to be bigger.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing is,
you got options.
It could be 3 o'clock in the morning. You can order whatever you want.
Souvlaka.
Yeah. and the thing
speaking of ethnicities, what's the ethnicity of a diner?
Greek, typically.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the Greeks.
Hey. And I got a little Greek in me, too. Thank you, Ancestry.com.
23andMe.
And I did both.
Ding,
23andMe, Ancestry.com. Yeah, are they going to...
Joey DeRoman.
When are we getting paid?
Joey DeRoman.
When are we getting paid for this? We getting paid for this? I'm waiting for us to get our little royalty check. You know, all this promoting that we're doing for Ancestry.com, you know, 23andMe. Liberty University should be paying for our kids' school.
Yeah, that's right.
The Pompton Queen. Now,
Pompton Queen.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Sam, Tom, right? Hey guys.
Exactly.
Shout out to those guys.
Fantastic, man. Good dudes. Good dudes.
You know, so for me, listen, 2019. The thing I'm looking forward to in 2019 is I'm gonna be focusing in big time on my health.
Yeah, there you go.
Because if you're not healthy, it affects everything else. Yeah.
Especially the mind.
It does.
Especially the mind.
So for me. There's lots of goals that I have coming up in 2019 as far as my health, spirituality. You know, I want to work on my, you know, spending more time, you know, in the mornings with God and you know, doing my devotionals and things like that. So spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, all these things that you want to work on. But your food, what you put in your body definitely has an effect on everything else. You know, it just, like when you drink, you know, a lot of sugary type, you know, things.
That's the killer.
Sugar's
the killer.
I mean, you get that high for a little while, and you get that crash.
Yeah.
And forget about it. It's like you just can't move. So that's definitely, you know, now, in a diner, you can eat healthy, too.
Yeah.
You can eat healthy in a diner. You know, you could eat
no doubt.
You know, some fatty foods and stuff like that. But there's some good selections in a diner because you can get anything you want in a diner.
Anything you want.
Right. You know, some good eggs. You know, you get
a cheat day, get a little Taylor ham, egg, and cheese with bacon.
There you go. And that's a, you know, You gotta talk about that when it comes to Jersey, because that's
Come
a staple.
On. Right? Tell him egg and cheese, yeah. baby. For all you people living south of the bridge, I know you like your pork roll, but I'm sorry. What's that? Right, Bean? It's Tallahassee. I don't care. You like it? You don't like it?
That's right.
Too bad.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. We love you.
So here we are. So bright and early in the morning, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Morning. And we got snow on the ground.
A little bit.
Little white Christmas.
I had to wipe down the car.
A little prep before the big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ready for Santa.
Yeah. So,
were you dreaming of a white Christmas? Did you bring this
I'm
on?
I'm always dreaming of a white Christmas.
You really
Christmas.
Are. He's such a sentimental guy, right?
Yeah.
Marianne put her butterfly wings on yes. when she came there out.
Go. So we got a waitress coming over here. She's going to...
Oh. That just made my day, guys. That just made my day. I'm not kidding. All these ears.
Yeah.
You know? Like, she knows exactly what
well,
I
get
all
the time.
Well,
that's the thing. I mean, you know, you go to a restaurant, a diner, and you have a person that waits on you, serves on you. They get to know what you order, what you eat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's good. And you know what? You don't know their story. These people work hard,
yeah.
man. I've seen her here forever.
Yeah.
Running in the back, running in the front. I don't know how many hours they put in, man, but they work yeah. hard.
Well, I can tell you, I mean, about diners again, I've had some joyful conversations over the years sitting in a diner early morning hours or late, if you want to yeah, call yeah. it late, 2 o'clock in the morning. I've also had some very serious, you know, and heartfelt conversations, very serious matters sitting in a diner, you know, talking about life and different things. So that's, you know, one of the things about diners is that you have different memories over the years of, you know, different times of your life sitting in a diner, having a conversation, talking about different things. So, yeah, I mean, that's really one of the cool things about diners. And we have just so many of them here in New Jersey. And it's a unique thing, you know, it's a unique thing. All the different diners that we have to select. It's like, you know, when you see McDonald's, like
the Golden Arches, baby. The Golden Arches.
There's like Golden Arches. You're driving down the highway anywhere in the country, and you see McDonald's like on every corner.
It does two things for you, doesn't it? One, it gets you a little excited because you know when you walk through that door, you know what you're going to get. And two, you know you're going to be in a bathroom 10 yeah. minutes after you leave.
yeah. Yeah, and
I like knowing what I'm getting out of life, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Bing.
Yeah a little, yeah. Listen, no offense, there's not going to be any McDonald's in my 2019.
Cheat day.
Maybe on a cheat day.
Like come on, bro.
Get a Big Mac or something like that.
Big
but my
Mac
point I was trying
fish,
to make.
A quarter pounder with some cheese, right?
There you go. Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't end. See, the Golden Arches. Look what they did for us.
It's ingrained in your mind. But the point I was trying to make, not to plug McDonald's so much, but the point is you drive around and you see McDonald's all over the place. Mm. Well, in Jersey, you drive all over the place and you see diners all over the place. You know,
Big like
every corner, there's diners all over the place. Tops Diner, you know, and TikTok Diner. Plaza yeah. 23 right down the street. You know, hey, we were there yesterday.
Right on 23 yeah. here, there's probably, in a 5 mile stretch, there's probably six, seven yeah. different diners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is, it's true.
You know, Christmas time, of course. What are some of your favorite Christmas movies
that's
to watch?
Right. Let's talk about that.
You know?
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Elf.
All right, let's have at it.
Elf.
Oh, we watched it yesterday on a computer. The kids got it on a disc. They threw it in.
Yeah.
That's it. It was on in the background when we were there hanging out.
Awesome.
That's it.
World's greatest cup of coffee. You did it. Love that movie.
He's an angry elf.
You call me that one more time. That's awesome.
The best is when Will Ferrell's standing at the end of the table, and what's the actor's name who jumps who plays the part?
Gosh. He's in the Game of Thrones and all that.
Yeah, stuff. Miles Finch.
Miles
right?
Finch.
He jumps on the table and he runs out towards Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell looks at him and goes, "Ooh, look at you."
He's
yeah.
Yeah.
Funny. That great movie.
That's awesome.
Now,
Lori watches every single year. She started about 2 weeks ago, maybe three, maybe like actually even maybe more. I think she does it right around Thanksgiving. Is it's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean that's a staple. Come
every
on.
Yeah,
every
I mean,
year
every
you gotta
year.
Watch that.
What's our staple in our day and age though? There really is one.
Christmas Vacation.
That's another one.
That's my Christmas Vacation.
Come on, bro. There's one. And it's like, this one's it. This one, I think. I could be wrong, but this is like the modern era, last 15, 20 years, it's the one. Come on, bro. Come on, Ralphie.
Ralphie boy, yeah. The Christmas Story?
The Christmas Story.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Shoot your eye out.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, how many other movies?
But can you talk
movies?
About that now? Can you talk about getting a little gun? A little BB gun?
Yes, you can. And how many other movies spawned the sale of a lamp like that? Yeah. I mean, really.
A lamp with the leg.
Come on.
1983.
Yeah, and how many?
83?
No.
Yeah.
What? 83 was?
The movie.
That did not come out in 83.
Yeah, Christmas Story. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I actually thought that came out earlier than that, but okay. 83? Yeah.
Where'd that take place?
Cleveland.
This guy's so good,
yeah,
man.
It was in Cleveland.
Cleveland.
When I was growing up, I always thought it was in Jersey because it looked like a typical Jersey neighborhood.
It really did.
It was
yeah.
in Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what was the neighbors? What was the neighbors' names with the dogs?
I can't remember the neighbors' dogs.
He's coming. Come on, Bean.
Buffus?
Bumpuses!
The Bumpuses. Yeah. And what did it say on the box when
Fragile.
Yeah.
Well, there could be anything in there.
Yeah, so that's a classic. And of course, again, like I said, we have Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase. I mean, with all the lights, putting the lights up because we've all been through
that,
right?
Let's look that one up.
1989.
89? Look at you. Don't even tell me you know it.
Yeah, because you know I know that? No.
He is Google.
It was Thanksgiving, and every Thanksgiving, my dad would film the Clifton High School football games in the morning. The games are usually around 10:30, 10:45.
Yeah.
My mom and my sister would leave to go out to Pennsylvania because my aunt had moved out to Pennsylvania. My aunt and my uncle had moved out to Pennsylvania years earlier. So every Thanksgiving, that was tradition, we would drive out to Scranton, Pennsylvania. And, you know, back then, I just always remember as Pennsylvania always being raining and it's like just really dreary on Thanksgiving Day. And it was always the case. But in the morning, we would go to the football games. My dad would film the games with my cousin. Yeah. My cousin would come with my dad, and it would be me and my brother John. We'd film the football games, then get in the car afterwards, drive over to Patterson and drop the film off to get developed in Patterson. Yeah. And then we would get in the car, and we would drive to Pennsylvania.
How far was that ride for you from Clifton?
It's about 2 hours. About a two-hour, you know, ride. But my memory back then, going into Pennsylvania, like, soon as we crossed into Pennsylvania, it always was raining. It was always, like, dreary, and it was, like, you know, like the steel town, you know? And we would get out there. But I remember in 1989, we went the next day.
Hold that thought. The food's here, buddy.
The food's coming. Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much. So, yeah, it was 1989, and I remember it was Friday. Everybody went out shopping, and then we went to the local mall, and we were going to see Christmas Vacation in November, right? 1989.
Wow.
Yeah. And then that December, right, I went back to school, back to Liberty, and I met Marianne.
There you go.
So
the rest is history.
Yeah, so I met her like...
So Marianne was the... Was the chick in the Ferrari. Who was that?
Christy Brinkley.
Marianne's Joe's Christy Brinkley.
Or she could have been the one that was in the mall. Remember the...
yeah. That's my name.
Yes, please. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, yeah. So look, some people do a big Christmas Eve. Some people do a big Christmas Day. Some people do both. This year for the IOSA house, a little off.
Yeah.
My sister decided to do Christmas Eve, so we did it last night,
right?
Which means tonight is an off night for us.
That's weird. Yeah,
so we're going to end up going to Sergio's in Clifton to go see Juan and for like an early dinner.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else. We might go see Uncle Bobby for a dessert, but like a very off night for me
because
Christmas Eve is usually huge.
Yeah,
well, things
right.
change.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a
things
different
change.
Year. What about you?
Well, you know, it's been a year ago. My dad died December 7th, 2017. So it's been a year. It's amazing how time has flown since that time. And, you know, for us, every year it's changed now because it was always we would go to John Michelle's
mm-hmm.
for Christmas
right.
Eve.
Right.
But the last couple of years, they've been going down to Florida. So last year we went to Joanne and Les's for Christmas Eve, and this year we're going to Christmas Eve. You know, we're going to their house for Christmas Eve as well, because John and Michelle are down in Florida again.
So you're going to Les and Joanne.
Tonight.
And what about tomorrow?
And tomorrow, again, it was always, we would always go to my parents' house. But that changed last year, too. And this year, we're going to probably have Christmas at Joanne and Les's.
Oh, you're going back to back.
Yeah, back to back. Because the reason, we were going to host Christmas Christmas Day at our house.
Yeah.
But Marianne, one of the things that she does, a little part-time job that she does, she watches a dog. So she's watching Jesse the dog, the English sheepdog.
When?
She has a dog now.
Whoa. Right now?
She has.
Where, by your house?
By the house.
Oh, so you couldn't host because of that?
So, because Joanne is allergic.
Yeah.
So, even though Jesse really doesn't shed.
Right.
Yep.
You know, and because she's groomed so well, they just, and my mom is staying with Joanne and Les now, so it's just a little bit easier to kind of do everything from that home base.
Right.
Because, definitely, you know, with my mom, and you guys know, like within a month after my dad passed away, my mom fell, actually to the day, she fell January 7th, the day after Mr. Brindisi's, you know, situation. The next day, because we were at the hospital in Hackensack, and next thing you know, we're getting a phone call. My mom falls in the driveway, and it's been 1 year of just my mom dealing with all of her health issues. I mean, she has chronic kidney stones, so she's been in four times to have kidney stones removed. She had a total knee replacement, and you know, thank goodness for my sister, because my sister's been there, like, you know, just like that rock to help her out with so many different things, and so she's there, you know, staying with my sister and Les. So we're kind of like, things change. I mean, it was always Christmas morning was always at my parents' house, always.
Right.
But that's changed. So who knows? And, you know, one day we might be moving down to Florida, too. So who knows? I mean, we might be, you know, having palm trees and Christmas. I don't know.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's different.
I still like the snow. And
you're,
we have a little
Jersey
snow.
Guy. That's tough.
Yeah. Anyway.
So we'd love to hear from everybody else, right? So everybody listening to this, tell us what you did for Christmas. Clearly, it's Christmas Eve. We're recording. We're going to drop a quick Facebook Live here, but jump on our site. Tell us what you did. You know, check us out. Go to www.
What are some traditions? What do you do?
TheJerseyBoys.com. That's D-A.
Duh.
Duh. Jersey Boys.
TheJerseyBoys.com.
We want to hear about it. So that's pretty much it.
Looking forward to a great 2019.
Yeah. Now, listen, if you're listening to this right now, make sure you listen again next week, because next week we got a special guest on.
That's right.
We got Generazione, kid making sauce, Mr. Benevente from Pompton Plain, Jimmy Benevente. So, you know, I actually think he's a sauce guy.
He's a
sauce guy.
Well, he's the sauce boss.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Right?
That's what he's
the boss of the boss of
boss
the sauce.
Boss of the sauce. The sauce boss.
Yeah, boss of the sauce.
So Jimmy Benevente.
Boss of
next
the sauce.
Week, Generazione. We'll be listening to it. So that does it for this episode of The Jersey Boys. I'm Ronnie A.
And I'm Joey DeRash.
I'm out.
Ciao.